started the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph yesterday. Gemara says Ze'om Mishal Avosev, Ze'om Mishal Avosai. There's a conflict between two individuals. They both say the same thing. Each one of them says Shal Avosev that the karka belongs to my father, and that I inherited from my father. So Hay Aisi Sadi Davosehi V'Hay Aisi Sadi Da'ochle Shnei Chazot. So what happened? The Eidos wasn't the same. Well, that's a good thing the Eidos wasn't the same, because if they conflicted with each other, there'd be a whole different Shaila, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem. But here, one of the individuals got Eidim Davosehi. He got Eidim that the father owned the karka. Then the other one who said Shalavosai was not able to get Eidim that it was Shalavosai, but he got Eidim Da'ochle Shnei Chazot. So Amar Rabba Malo L'Shaker Riboy Amali Minov Zavinta V'Chadu Shnei Chazaka. So Rabba says he has a migul. He's actually better off than the guy who has the Eidim of Shel Avosai, because he could say Minov Zavinta claims Shel Avosai. But you see, his advantage is that he has Shnei Chazaka. The other guy doesn't have Shnei Chazaka. He just has Eidim that it's Shel Avosai, that it was Shel Avosai. So since this guy has Eidim Chazaka, he's actually in a better place, because now he has a migul. We should believe him that Shalavosa b'migul, that he could say Minach Zavinta, and if he says Minach Zavinta, he'll win. Why is he winning? Because he has Eidei Chazaka. So that's Rabbi's statement, that he has a migul. So Amalei Abaye, Malo L'Shakav Makam Eidim Lo Amrina. Abaye says, it sounds all great. He's got a migul. Yeah, but it's a migul b'makam Eidim. It's a migul b'makam Eidim. The statement he's making is against Eidim. Not that the Eidim are against the taina samigul, the taina he could have given. No, the Eidim are against the very taina that he's giving. He's saying Shalavosai, but Eidim are saying it's Shalavosav Shalasheni. So the Eidim are against this Taina. So even though you can buttress his Taina with the Migul, you can say, well, he could have said something else, and that could give a strength to his Taina. Yeah, but it's not going to help, because since his Taina is against Eidim, Abaye says Migul Makam Eidim doesn't work. And this is the Shaka of the Taina of the Gemara. So we pointed out last time that the Rashbam seems to understand that why is this called the Migul Makam Eidim? What's Abaye saying? Abai is assuming that his statement is makhish what the Eidim are saying. That's the Loshon of the Rashbam, Midir Maschal Amar. Amar le Talmidu Abaye, Malo Lashaka, Klomar. Al Yidei Haimigu de Malo Lashaka, and lo Yizke Bekaka, Shari Eidim Makhishim es Devarim. The Eidim are makhishim. That's Migbu Makom Eidim. And that's why he's not going to be Nema. That's how the Rashbam understands Abai. Frek the Ramban, if that's the way we understand Abaye, so Kumtas comes out that Rabba assumes that Migul Makom Eidim Amrinan, even where the Migul is Mamish Makhish, even if this Taina is Makhish, the Eidim, there's a Hakrosha, the Eidim are contradicting his Taina. Abaye says we don't accept Migul Makom Eidim, but Rabba says we do accept Migul Makom Eidim. So what does Migul Makom Eidim mean? According to Rashbam, if it means that his time is makhish the Eidim, so it turns out Rabba is saying a tremendous chiddush. What, migul b'makom Eidim amrinan, even b'makom hakhosha, even neged hakhosha the Eidim? How can that be? It's the chapela, mamash chapela. This is the kasha of the Ramban. What's the havmin of Rabba? Look, we don't paskin that way anyway. We paskin that we don't accept migul b'makom Eidim. Okay, shkoy. But we have to understand the sheet of the Amoru who says migul b'makom Eidim Amrinan, it can't be ridiculous. There has to be a basis to it. How do I understand the basis to such a svar? What, his taina is makrish the Edom, and he's still neman according to Rabba? How can that be? That's the Ramban's kash. Let's see the Ramban inside. We alluded to this Ramban, but we didn't really go through it. The Ramban is t'mi'ali mil satuva. I osi sadi v'ami shalavosu shal ma'ara ha'isamei olam v'lo shalavosu shal ma'asig. My mali l'shaker, ulahakchish ha'edim v'loma shakronim hem, ve'atora hem inasa. The Torah is mamin edim, apishne edim yakum davar. Edim is the gresta birer, right? That's a birer. That's a gzeres hakosa that edim are always neman. So what's the havmin to say that we'll accept migul b'makom edim? You can't accept any other birer b'makom edim. It's toch gzeres hakosa that edim is the greatest birer. So what's Rabbi talking about? So the Ramban has a few other kashas, but then in the next Devar Maschil he says, "V'nira shamaisa b'shmua zohi, v'zet toin b'bari shoyse shalavosa, v'zet toin b'bari shoyse shalavosa, v'lo doru be'avosa shalze afilu chadyam." One says shalavosa b'bari, the other one says shalavosa b'bari, and he says, and this other guy's fathers were never there. So one of them mamish says that my father's always hungry. It doesn't sound like the other one says that beferish. She just said Shalabosa. Shalabosa, it was my father's. It was my father's. Hilkach, Iava Osi Betaina Shema Taninan Lei. Reality is that if the first guy had not said Shalavosa Betainas Bari, if he just said, I think it was my father's, Efshem and Kenzogin, it was my father's, Kim Dumani, it was my father's, right? Whatever language you choose. Right? If he said it, maybe it was my father's, but he has a dechazaka, so then we'd be Taninan for him. Right? That's the case where we'd be Taninan. He can't be Taninan because he doesn't know, and it's not his fault. A Yoresh? We're towing for a Yoresh. So we'd be Taninan for him if he only had a Tanish Shema. I mean, it wouldn't be Taninan in the Velter, I'm just Stam. But he has a dechazaka. It's not like he doesn't have a leg to stand on. He has a dechazaka. So if he has a dechazaka with a Tanish Shema, we talk, it would be Taninan for him, says the Ramban. Avalashta the toy and bari lo tanina leanan klo, but we're not going to be tanina of him because he has a tanis bar. If he has a tanis bar, we're not going to say it. We're not going to help him out. Now we're not going to be tanina of him. We can't. Ubo edim veheidu shaisa shalavoso shemaarer v'amdu b'kamashanim b'cheska shishalahem. Now you have edim that are testifying for the other guy. Ashta savi rab of Rav Chista. Rav Chista, we're going to see in the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel, but he puts them together. Hashda Safi Rabba Rav Chista Kevin Shetan Zeb Bebori Shaisa Shlavosa Mehemet Benomar Shema Avosav Lakhuhu Me Avosav Shel Zeh. Says the Ramban, because he says Shlavosa, even though it's a Tanis Bari, look, we're not going to be Taninan for him because he has a Tanis Bari, but we'll reinterpret his words. He didn't say Shalavosai Velo Shalavosecha. He didn't negate the possibility that it could be Shalavosav of the Shani. If he did that, he'd be up a creek without a paddle. It'd be ridiculous. We couldn't save him. Why couldn't we save him? Because there are Edom against. So it would be gone. The jig is up. It would be finished. There'd be no way to save him. It'd be over. But he didn't say that. He didn't say Shalavosai Velo Shalavosai. He just said Shalavosai. But it was a time it's bari, we can't be Tanina like. Oh, but we can be Mefarish. We can be Mefarish what he said, that he meant Shalavosai, Shalakhua, Meavosav Shelzeh. His father's bought it from the other. He's not denying the fact that the other fathers owned it, but maybe his father's bought it from the fathers of the other person. The Rava Vabayasari came and Shalmer Stam Shalavosai, Velo Shalavosecha, Mashma. He said Shalavosai, that Stam is Velo Shalavosecha, Mashma. He can't reinterpret his words. And the Edom HaMakhish, so therefore, it's not going to work. Hilkach tzorach ulachzer v'liton shalavose shalakhu me'avosecho desamchi alakida avosi. What did you say? Ramban says, it's not like he can't modify his own statement. It's not like he can't explain his own statement. But that's the hemshech of the Gemara. That's not here. The question is right now, he said shalavosei. So the shaila is, can we reinterpret the words to mean shalavosai, shalakhuha, me'avosecha? So to that, Rav and Abaye say, no, that's mitum makom eidim, that doesn't work. But if he himself, says shalavosai, shalakhuha, me'avosecha, or the samach li alokid avosi, if he explains his words himself, oh, so then we have to talk about, can he be toin b'choz v'toin? That's the next part of the Gemara. We're talking about before he's actually chosen the time beferish himself. The question is, can we reinterpret his words? Can we fit in something into what he's saying to be mefarish, to make it fit in better so that it's not going to be against the Edom? And then maybe he should win. That's the shaila in the Gemara. And according to Abaye and Rav, if you hold migum makom Edom lo amrinan, so then we're not going to fit in his words. But if he then comes and fits in the words himself, if he reinterprets what he says, so that's a shaila, machogas ula, nardoi, whether you can be chos of the tain or not chos of the tain, and that's the hemshech of the Gemara. And this is how the Ramban wants to explain the sugya. That again, we're not talking about that the Baldova really is makhish the Eid of Beferish. If he's makhish the Eid of Beferish, there ain't no way that we're going to say a migum makom Eidim. Can't be, says the Ramban. It can't be. Because Eidim is the biggest beer. Edom is the biggest beer, so Migu can't. Migu's not on the same playing field. it can't work against Eidim. It's not possible. Oh, but here we can be Mefarish. He's not necessarily being Makkash. Here we can be Mefarish. And it's Muchach that we can be Mefarish. I mean, the Lashon Ramban is very mistaken, because that's really what the Hamshech of the Gemara is all about. The Gemara then talks about, you know, he later said, no, I really meant the following. Shalavose doesn't mean Shalavosech, lo Shalavosecha, but rather they bought it from your fathers, etc., etc. And then there's the discussion. The whole Hamshech of the Gemara is, do we say Chozer V'Toin? Do we not say Chozer V'Toin? So obviously we're talking about a case where he's not really Makash the Eidim. If he said Shalavosech, lo Shalavosecha, everyone agrees that doesn't work. Right? The Gemara itself says that. The Gemara says in the Hamshech, Ula said, the Mara the Shmait said that you can be chos of a toy, but even he says if he said beferish shalavosev alo shalavasecha, it's arup. Forget about it. There's no way. You can't win. It's against Aiden. There's nothing to talk about. That's a double portion. No, but the Shaila is over here. He didn't say alo shalavasecha. So now there's a window of opportunity to explain his words in a way that he's not going to be Makrish the Eidim. So that's the Shaila. What's the Shaila? Later on we talk about can he be Chos V'Toin if he himself offers these words. But let's say he doesn't offer the words. So that's what the Amoraim argue about at the beginning of the Sugi. If he doesn't offer the words, can we reinterpret his words in a way that they're not going to contradict the Eidim? And maybe because he has Shnei Chazaka, we can award the Karka to him. Hey, that's the Shaila in the Gemara with the Ramban. And Bamis, you could read this in the Rashbam. It's a difficult read, because the Rashbam says makhish, makhishim, that they're arguing, that his statement is arguing against the Eidim. But you could say what he means is, it's mashma shemakhishim. Right, just add, you see, like between the lines it says mashma shemakhishim. No, it doesn't say that. But, right, it could be that's what the Rashbam meant. It sounds like, if I'm listening carefully, it sounds like they're makhish. But there's a room to interpret that they're not makhish. And that's the shaila. Is that called a migo b'makom eidim or not called a migo b'makom eidim? Everyone holds that you don't say migo b'makom eidim. The shaila is, do we have a migo b'makom eidim here or not? Abai and Rava say, this is a migo b'makom eidim, so it's not acceptable. Because his words are makhish the eidim. But you can reinterpret. Don't reinterpret anything. If he offers, Abai and Rava say, then we'll talk. But if he doesn't offer anything, forget about it. Rava says what? Even if he doesn't offer, reinterpret his words. If you reinterpret his words, it's not a migum makom eidim. He doesn't hold migum makom eidim amrina. He holds it's not a migum makom eidim, and that's why amrina. Okay? This is the machlokas amarim according to the Ramban. The Ktos HaChoshen, as we mentioned yesterday, the Ktos and Siman Kuf Mem Vav Sukkot Yud Beis, just elaborates. He fleshes it out nicely. He says, look, if migu is a svara daraisa, we can't just ignore the migu. Right? So if migu is a svara daraisa, so it makes sense to reinterpret his words, even bedochak. He adds, even bedochak. It is a dochak reinterpretation. No one can deny that. He said shalavosa. He didn't finish the job. Like, if he means more than that, he should have said it. But the Tos says, why are we going to reinterpret the words? According to Rabbah, again, we don't even pass in this way, but according to Rabbah, this Migu Makom Eidim is accepted because it's not really B'Makom Eidim. We're going to reinterpret it. So why should we do that? Zok Tok Tos, because Migu was as far as their Isa. So Migu was as far as their Isa. It makes sense to reinterpret his words, even B'Dochak. But if he's Makhish the Eidim Mamish, Avada, we're not going to say Migu Makom Eidim then. No question. The Shaila is, since Migu is as far as the Raisa, wouldn't we reinterpret his words, Bedochak, to push in a Shver Pshat? We can push in a Shver Pshat in a Rashba, but like, do we push in a Shver Pshat in the Tain of the Baldovin? That's the Shaila of you. Right? So the Ktos says, Migu da Raisa, we should push in the Shver Pshat to reinterpret his words, to save him from the Migu Makom Eidim. And Abaya says, no. Even though Migu is as far as the Raisa, we don't push a Dochak Pshat in. We don't push a dochel pshat in the Beis Medrash, and we don't push a dochel pshat in Beis Din. It's doch the zel bezach, right? We don't push. Abaye says no dochel pshatim over here. No credit on the midterm for dochel pshatim. Partial credit, but not in Beis Din. In Beis Din, there's no credit for dochels. Abaye says we're not going to reinterpret his words. Okay. What's the problem? What's the problem? This is a working pshat in the sugya, certainly the way the Ramban is in the sugya. What's the problem with this? Problem is that there's another gemara. You know, if I weren't honest with you, so we would just go right there, and who knows if we'd even get up to Lama Gimel Amud Beis. You know? I mean, I could pull the wool over your eyes, you wouldn't even know that there's a problem here. But I'm not in that kind of business. I'm in the business of emes. I try. We try. Torah's emes. It's one of the five Torahs. Keep on saying it's after Purim, but I just couldn't hold myself. Okay. What does the Gemara say about the Gemara base? I don't even have to read it to you. You can just read it on Daf Lamed Aleph. It's literally the same Gemara. Zeh Mashal Avosei, Zeh Mashal Avosei. Hai Aisi Sadi Da Avosei Hu. Hai Aisi Sadi Da Ochel Shnei Chazoka. Amar Rav Chista Malo Lo Shaker. Yiboy Yomale Minoch Zavinti Vachal Shnei Chazoka. Abai Verova Lo Svir Lo Hu. Hod Rav Chista Malo Lo Shaker Vachom Edim Lo Amrino. Okay, the names are different. It's Mamish the Zel Bazak. It's the same sugya. This is such a fella. You have the same sugya a couple of blot later. Literally the same thing. It's almost strange. No matter what we're going to say, really, they should have put this sugya right after our sugya. Because they have to be, there's got to be some kind of a chiddush in the Gemara later on. Whatever that chiddush is, so just link it up to our sugya. So it's just easy to see that it's the same sugya, but it must be telling me something different. I don't even know why the Gemara waited until Lama Gimel Amud Beis to give this sugya. But what do we have in the sugya? Rav Chista says Malo Lashakim Makom Edim Aminim, it seems, and Abai and Rava say no, Migu Makom Edim Lo Aminim. So the Pella is it's the same sugya. Like, what did the Gemara have to repeat itself for? Why did the Gemara have to introduce another sugya that seems to have the same machlokas? The same machlokas. What's more, at least according to our gears in the Gemara, it seems to be a little bit of a steer over here. Right? If you go race Rava in the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, Rava against Abayas, so it comes out Rava is saying, Migum Makam Edim Amrinan, and Yadam Lamed Gemara Beis, he's siding with Abaye to say, Migum Makam Edim Lower, I mean. So that's interesting. But it's not such a kasha, because as Tosa says, Howard Gears is Rabbi. So. But keep that in your back pocket. It's interesting that Rava flips from one side to the other. Let's see how the Rashbam learns the sugya there. Right, we looked at the Rashbam over here. Let's see how he learns the sugya there. Rashbam writes, Hai Aisi Sadi Dav Hosehi Ad Yom Mosam Ume Olam Lamochu Lavosav Shalzeh Hashem. Hi, Isi said. So one of them brings the Edim that it belonged to his fathers. Ayom Osam. It belonged to his fathers until it died. And it never belonged to the father of the other person. Wow, that's quite a mouthful. Rashbam didn't say that in our sugya. Zeoma shalavosa hoya karka varei shali. Vizeoma uvdahadda kidamuchav lakame. Anais, anaki was kaish. Very simple, not so complicated. Here on Lama Gimel, the Rashbam goes to town. Hai Aisi Sadi, Dav Hosehi, Ad Yom Mosam Ume Olam Lamochru Lavosav Shalzeh Hashem. Wow, that's quite an Eidus. Right? That's an Eidus that it never belonged to the Ovis of the other person. Very, very strong Eidus. So the migu is really a migu b'makom edim. Right? He's saying shalavosa. The guy is saying shalavosa. So we'd love to interpret what does shalavosa mean. Shalavosa is shalakhua me avosecha. But the way the Rashbam is interpreting, the edim are saying that it never belonged to this other person's father. So the migu is a migu b'makom edim mamish. It's a migu that's makhish the edim. It's a migu that's makfish the Eidim. And yet, Rav Chista holds migu makam Eidim amrinam? Rav Chisda says even with a nigel is mamish makhish, the Edom is still going to say nigel. Hell, we were troubled. How can Rabba say migul makom edim amrinan in our sugya? So we reinterpreted the whole sugya to say that it's not really migul makom edim. The shaila is this considered a migul makom edim? Because we can be mitritz diburi, as we say, we can be mefarish as dibur. But the way the Rashbam learns the sugya of lam gimel base, it's a migul makom edim mamish. The migul is makrish the edim because the edim are saying shalavosav shalzeh velo shalavosav shalzeh. It's mamish makom edim, and nevertheless Rav Chisda says migul makom edim amrinan. How do we understand his shita? The same kasha that we asked on Rabba by us, Rav Chisda's mamish, there's no way out. There's no way out. It's the chapela. Mamish chapela. So the first kasha we have is, why is the sugya mentioned twice? Right. The second kasha we have is possible stiras within Rava. Does Rava contradict himself? But the main kasha we have is the way the Rashbam learns the sugya and daf lamed gimel on base. It turns out that it's a real migul makom edim. So how can we understand the shita that we accept migul makom edim over here? If it's a real migul makom edim, why is migul going to be stronger than edim? To answer that kasha, we really have to take a step back and ask ourselves, why did the Rashbam go off on a limb to explain the gemara daf lamed gimel on base in a very creative fashion, in a way that he didn't explain Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph? What does he have to say? Such a strong lashon that the migu is really contradicting what the Edom are saying. Just leave it open, like he left it open by us, and then we can fit in, that somehow we can mafarish his word bedochak, that it doesn't mean velosh lavasecha, no, it means that we bought it, that my father's bought it from your father. Why did Rashbam feel so compelled to give it to him shat? L'chora, the Rashbam was bothered with the other kasha that he asked. What's the Gemara doing here? What is the chiddush of the Gemara daf lamed gimel amud beis? It's not the same sugya. It's lamed aleph amud aleph. So why is it nishneis pamayim? Right? Why is it twice? Right? Yosef has to explain to Paro why the dreams are twice. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a dream twice. Halisha nozach alom azeh pamayim. Why? What's the reason? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it quick. There's a reason. If it's double, there has to be a reason. So what's the reason here? That's the reason here. It's interesting opinion, yeah. Little different. But the lesson is, whenever you see a double, there has to be some kind of a chiddush here. There's no double by accident, Yosef was saying. There's no double by accident in the Gemara either. So who asked that kasha before I asked the kasha? Who asked this kasha? The Tosfos Ritter asked the kasha. Tosfos Ritter asked this kasha. He's troubled. Why the sugya has to mention twice? And he gives one answer, interesting answer. But maybe in light of what we're developing, we give a different answer. What does the Tosfos Ritter say? Let's see this Tosfos Ritter inside. Tosfos Ritter. Hold on, let me get him. Kashali. The first Rava really should be Rava. Right? So if all we're just saying is that there are other Amoraim who take sides, so just tell me which Amoraim take which sides. Ad kan, you don't need the whole sugi again. Just say Rav Chisda is like Rabba and Rav is like Abai. That's the kasha, right? The Tosfos Ritter is, why does the Gemara have to repeat itself in that lama gimel abes? Venir eli zok the Tosfos Ritter lomar d'lahochi asye lahay uvda mishum d'hasam lokom dina hochi. The hodar ve'omar in d'avosachi v'zavinta minach v'zavinta minach. The hacha kam dina hachi. What's the hacha? What's the hasam? Hasam means on lamed aleph. He's on lamed gimel. Hasam lamed aleph by us, right? We're hasam, right? The question is, what's Eretz Yisrael and what's Bavel? Hasam hacha, right? The question is where you are. It's a point. It's a relative question, right? So he's on daf lamed gimel. So he says hasam on lamed aleph. That's no matter case. We're lo kam dina. What does kam dina mean? Kamdina, the din is established, meaning it's the end. It's not the sof posuk of the sugya. The sugya continues. how does the sugya continue? That the individual himself, who only has shnei chazaka, so now he explains, he says, I didn't mean shalavosai velo shalavosecha. I meant that my father bought it from you, at samach li alok yadavasi. He explains his words. Oh, but here, it's kamdina, here it's the end. He's not explaining anything, says the Tosafot. V'hocha kamdina, achi. This is the end. So v'hava mina liftach lei pischa, maybe sach picha le'ile, maybe we should be taninan for him. Dilma hachi ka'amrit, kamash v'lan, d'kam dina hachi, kevin de'iu, lo toin, v'lo amina kigon zep, sach picha le'ilem hu. The Tosus Rit says, what's the chiddush of the Gemara later on? There, the baldover does not open up his mouth. It's over. He doesn't explain his words away. Earlier, he does explain his words. There's a hemshech to the Gemara. So, the Chiddush of our Gemara, says the Tosus Rid, is that even where he doesn't explain himself, or better, where he doesn't explain himself, we're not going to be taninan for him. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. We're not going to be taninan for him. That's Abayin Rava's Chiddush. Rav Chisda says, no, we'll be taninan for him. Right? You'd have a havamina, maybe we should be tanina, kamash mulan, no. That's the chiddush of the second gemara. In the first gemara, they're not telling you any chiddush. It's just a setup for the next part of the gemara. The next part of the gemara says that the individual himself talked. But here, he didn't explain his words. So the shaila in the gemara is whether we can be tanina for him to explain his words, even if he doesn't say anything. Rav Chisda says, we can. Abayin Rava disagree and say we can't. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara later on. It's interesting. According to the Tosafot, so what's the chiddush of the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph? He just sort of hides behind the hemshech of the Gemara and he says, on the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, the individual himself explains his words. So that's not what the initial shaila is about. Right? It sounds like he seems to be saying that the initial shaila is whether we say Nigel B'makam Eidim, what, without him expired? I'm not really sure what to say, right? Well, because the sugya earlier says that the individual explains himself, so then there's no kasha what the first part of the Gemara is telling me. There's a first part to the Gemara. Do we say Nigel B'makam Eidim? Do we not say Nigel B'makam Eidim? The Tosafot here just sort of like doesn't explain what the chiddush of the first Gemara is. He says, obviously, the first case in the Gemara is where the individual himself is explaining his words. But here he's not explaining. So the shaila over here is, do we interpret his words? That's how we explained the Machlokas Rabba and Abaye on Daf Lamed Aleph. So if he's explaining that's the pshat in the Gemara, Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, so then what's the Machlokas Abaye and Rabba on Daf Lamed Aleph? Still not so clear, right? The way the Tosafot Rid is explained. I hear his point that Lama Gimel is a case where the Baldover himself is not continuing to explain that he didn't mean to say Shalavose Velo Shalavosecha. That's great, but that's the second part of the Gemara. We haven't even gotten up to that. He hasn't explained what the Chiddush of the first part of the Gemara Lamed Aleph is. He's explained Lama Gimel. He says, because Lama Gimel, he's not going to be Mefarish his words, and the Shaila is, can we be Mefarish for him? He still hasn't explained what the difference between Lamed Aleph and Lamed Gimel is, because Lamed Aleph now doesn't have a Chiddush. We have a Chiddush of Lamed Gimel, we don't have a Chiddush from the Gemara Lamed Aleph. So the Tosafot Rid is good, but it leaves us not so happy. Right? We're not completely happy with the Tosafot Rid, because the answer seems a little incomplete. It seems a little incomplete, because now we don't know what the Machlokas, Rabba, and Abaye, and Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph was about. Yehuda?
You suggest that Tosafot Rid that on Lamed Aleph, what he's trying to do is build towards the sugya of Toyin, the closer to Toyin, which is in the Hemshech of the Gemara, and therefore he's connecting it to the Gemara before, and that's why it's over there.
So what does Rabbah hold in the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph right now? He holds that you can say Migul Makam Eidim? In what circumstance? Because he holds, what's the case? Shalavose velo shalavosecha? Shver, right? Where he's mamish contradicting the eighth. It's a chiddush. Maybe. I thought maybe Maybe that's why the Rashbam interpreted differently. The way that we've been explaining Lamed Aleph, that Lamed Aleph, yeah.
I mean, we had the Bach in Lamed Aleph who said that he's speaking first, but in Lamed Gimel there's no Bach there, so it's spoken around.
Okay. So what's the Chiddush Lamed Gimel? So based on what we're saying, because they push it, that the cases are different, right? That's exactly what the Rashbam had in mind. That's what compelled the Rashbam to interpret differently. Our sugya is where the Edom are not really contradicting what he said. It's open. He makes a statement, Shalavosai, and the Edom don't say, Shalavosai, Shalavosav, Shalhasheni, Velo Shalarishon, ever. No, they just say, it was Shalavosav of the Sheni. So, since in our sugya it's not clear that he's Makhish, the Edom, so here there's room for debate. Is it a Migam Makam Edom? Is it not? Will we reinterpret his words? Will we do Taninan, basically? That's the shail over here. Comes the Rashbam and says, on Lama Gimel, basically that could not be the pshat. And it makes a lot of sense that's not the pshat, because there's no hemshech to the Gemara on Lama Gimel. The Gemara doesn't say that, oh, Hadaraisi, the guy then says, and he reinterprets his words, right? No, it sounds like it's over. Why is it over? Because it must be a case where the Edom are clear, v'lo shalavosecha. There was a clear hakasha. There was a clear hakasha. So you can't learn that the machlokis amorayim is, do we reinterpret his words? There's no room for reinterpretation. As the Ktzo says, we might reinterpret his words bedocha because migos is far deraisa, but that's only where there's a possibility to do that. But if you can't reinterpret his words, if he's makhish the Edom, of course, it's over. The discussion is over. So maybe that's why the Rashbam interpreted the Gemara differently there. We asked, why does he give a different parish on Lamed Gimel as opposed to Lamed Aleph? Why does he say there's a blatant contradiction on Lamed Gimel and on Lamed Aleph? He doesn't say there's a blatant contradiction. The answer is the Rashbam was troubled with the Tosfos Ritz Kasha. But the Rashbam didn't give the Tosfos Ritz answer because he felt that the chiddush of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph is that there's a machlokas amoraim. Can we reinterpret his words when he doesn't do it himself? Later on he does it, but until he reinterprets his words, there's no Tohen v'Chos V'Tohen issue. Do we do it for him? Are we taninan for him? Are we taninan for him? That was the Shaila Lamed Aleph. So what's the Shaila Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis? Comes to Rashbam and he reinterprets. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is a case where there's real hakasha. So there's no possibility that we can reinterpret his words. If there's no such possibility, then we have to really ask ourselves, if there is a hakasha, do we say migam makam edim or not? And that's the machlokas samurayim on Daf Lamed Gimel. Rav Chista says, even in such a case, migam makam edim amrinon. And Abai and Rabbi say, what are you talking about? If the migu contradicts the edim, never, never, never will we accept migu makam edim lo amrinon. We can't accept the migu over edim. The shaylan daf lamed aleph. Daf lamed aleph is where there's no direct contradiction. So then we can talk about, will we reinterpret his words? Will we not reinterpret his words? But here, if there's a direct contradiction, Abai and Rabbi say, migu makam edim lo amrinon. We can't accept the migu. The Malcolm Aiden, if there's a direct contradiction. Yes?
So, on Lam Gimel, what would be the Havina of Pilta?
That's the next kasha I have to get to. Okay, but we just want to set up. It's excellent. We have to explain with Christian. Okay? Okay. Now, this relates also to Tosfos. Like Tosfos and Daf Lamed Aleph had the whole discussion of the gears of the Gersos. Amar Rabba, Amar Rava. Who's the Bar Plukta of Abaya and Daf Lamed Aleph? Amar Rabba, Malo Lashaker, Rabba Garsinan, says Tosfos. Da Abaya v'Rava, Ami Lekaman, Lo Sfir Lahu, Hadir Rav Chista, De Malo Lashaker, V'Mokom Edim, Lo Amrina. Look, Abaya and Rava argue against Rav Chista on Daf Lamed Gimel. They say we can't accept Migu Mokom Edim. So how could Rava say Migu Mokom Edim Amrina and Andaf Lamed Aleph? It doesn't make any sense, right? That's what Tosfos says. So therefore, he changes the girsa. It must be Rabba. So comes the Marsha. Marsha says that first of all, the whole Tosfos is Amalacha. You don't necessarily have to change the girsa just because Rava Andaf Lamed Gimel says that we don't accept Migum Makom Edim. Why? There's a simple answer, simple solution, and that is if you look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam multiple times says that whoever argued with Abai in the Sugya is moda to Abai. Right? Rashbam says, Halacha kabaya shari rabba hoda lo kidemuchach ve'oza. The halacha is like kabaya because rabba's moda to him. Kidemuchach ve'oza. Like it's muchach later on. So muchach, where's the muchach? Where's the muchach? Hadar amar le'in, demishim shari mafsibno, so kabaya hutzach lafza v'litton came. The kanami the kamar gemara amar le'abaya v'loka amar abaya amar. It's muchach that Abai is right, that we don't say nigel makom eidim. Why is it muchach? Maybe it's muchach from the fact that the guy had to explain himself. If we just said nigel makom eidim amrina, then we would have just accepted what he says, right? And he would have won, and it would have been over. We wouldn't need the whole sugi of time with the chos v'toin. The fact that we need the sugi of time with the chos v'toin to figure out, do we allow him to reinterpret his words, so it sounds like Abai is right? That really, fundamentally, we're not going to accept the Mikum Makom Eidim. Oh, but if he speaks for himself, so then that's a different story. So it sounds really like Abai is right, and that Rabba was Modan. How do we see Rabba is Modan? Because the Hemshech of the Gemara, is, I guess it was in the Bezdin. It was by the Bezdin, and Rabba didn't say anything, so it sounded like he was Modan to him, and then there was a Hemshech of Toin Bechaz V'Toin, so it sounds like Rabba's not arguing with Abai. So you really could be Goreis Rava. You don't have to be Goreis Rava, because even if it's Rava, despite the fact that Rava agrees with Abai later on Daf Lamed Gimel, yeah, but he agrees with Amiya too. Later he was Moda. So Lamed Gimel was after Lamed Aleph, after he was Moda, so then he agrees with Abai, so now he can team up with Abai against Rav Chista, right? Because he really agreed with him. So it doesn't have to be Rava. It could be Rava also. Right? Because ultimately, Rava agrees with Abai, that we don't say Midum Makom Eidim. So on Daf Lamed Gimel, that's why Abai and Rava are the tag team. They get together. That's why they get together later. That's the simple dechia to what Tosis is saying. You have to be Goreis Rava. Rava. You don't have to be Goreis Rava. You can be Goreis Rava, but Rava agrees with Abai. So that's why on Daf Lamed Gimel, Abai and Rava are together. Muri.
I can use the Rashbam to prove that it could be Rava. The Rashbam himself says that when he refers to Abai, he says, Tamido shall. And he says, Talmido,
Abaya, Rashbam. The Rashbam has the Girsa Rabba, but Tosis is saying that you don't need to have the Girsa Rabba because through the Rashbam's interpretation of a sugi, it's clear whoever argued with Abaya later agreed with him. So even if it is even if it were Rava, it still would be fine. Right? Don't say it has to be Rabba because later on we see Abaya and Rava agree about Migum Makamedin. It doesn't have to be Rabba over here. It could be Rava because you see from the Rashbam that whoever argued against Abaye, the Rashbam happens to learn that it was Rabba, but later he agreed with Abaye. So even if it's Rava, Rava could agree with Abaye. And that's why later on, Rava and Abaye are together. So that's one way that you could be Dochen Tosfos. But the truth is, according to the parish of the Rashbam and Daf Lamed Gimel, the whole Kashya Tosfos doesn't even begin. Why? Why does the Kashya Tosfos not begin? What's the kasha? Over here, Rava, let's say the Gersa is Rava. Rava is arguing against Abai. Rava says that we accept Migum Makom Eidim. And there on Lama Gimel, Rava says what? We don't accept the Migum Makom Eidim. It's Tachastir in Rava. What's the answer? According to the Rashbam's parish on Daf Lama Gimel, what's Lama Gimel talking about? What's Lamed Aleph talking about? What? The Zelbazach, right? Wrong! They're two totally different sugyas. The two sugyas are two totally different cases. One is the case where he just says Shalav Osan. He doesn't say Shlavosa below Shlavosa. There's no stira gluya, direct contradiction to the Eidim. But Lama Gimel's with it is a direct contradiction to the Eidim, the way the Rashbam explains. So even if you're Goris Rav on Daf Lamed Aleph, Rav says Migum Makom Eidim Amrinan. About what does he say Migum Makom Eidim Amrinan? A case which is not really a Migum Makom Eidim, where there's no direct hakchasha between the Migum and the Eidim. Right? Where he has an open-ended statement. There, Rav is willing to say, since it's not a direct contradiction, we reinterpret his words to say that it's not a Migum Makom Eidim. That's what Rav says over here. But later on, the Rashbam explains that case is where he says Shalav Osai, and the Eidim say Shalav Osav of this person and not of this other person. So there's a contradiction. Somehow there's a contradiction in that case. So if there's a direct contradiction there, Rav sides with Abai and says, Abai, we're not going to say Migum Makom Eidim. This is Migum Makom Eidim, Mamish, where they're at loggerheads, right? There's a contradiction between the two. Where there's a contradiction, Rava says, I would never claim Migum Makom Eidim Amrina. So the kasha never even began. Tosus is troubled. How can Rav over here argue against Abaye? And then he sides with Abaye because the cases are totally different. And why are the cases totally different? They must be different, because if they're not different, then why do you have two Gemaras? So once we learn like the Rashbam and Daf Lamed Gimel, and we reinterpret the case there as different than our case over here, the whole kasha Tosus just falls away. It's just like disintegrates. There's no kasha Bechlal. There's no steering Rava, because the two cases are talking about two totally different things. And Rava is entitled to have two different shittas, two different psakim on two different cases, because they're not the same. Right? He's not saying that we accept the Migum Makom Eidim. He's saying we can only reinterpret his words if it's not a direct hakasha to them. But if it's a direct hakasha, of course we don't accept the Migum Makom Eidim. Yes?
It's more of a simple question, but I'm just curious why the
I guess the answer is Abaye and Rava talk so much with each other that we would expect that the Bar Plukta of Abaye should be Rava. So the fact that it's Rava is interesting. I mean, think about it. If Rava is the Rebbe and Abaye is the Talmud, so what's Abaye arguing with the Rebbe? It's very uncommon that he should speak up and say something against the Rebbe. I mean, it can happen. It's not like it can't happen. Just look in Gittin, those who've learned Gittin. You know, the first Gemara in Gittin. Right? The Fanechta, the Fanechta. Why do you have to say the Fanechta, the Fanechta in a certain case? It says the Machogas, Rava and Rava. So, I mean, Rava was also a Talmud, right? Abaye and Rava were together. So, you see, Rava can argue against Rava. It's not like it can't happen. But it's so much more mustaber to say that Abaye and Rava disagree. Because they're friends. Friends always disagree in learning. Not always. But, right? So why do we have Rava? Like, what moved the Gemara to think that it was Rava? I mean, maybe the case was Rava, but the Girsa, right, it would be more logical for it to be Rava. So that's why Tosus makes the point that no, it has to be Rava. Because look at Lamed Gimel. You see? That's why Tosus says it. But according to what we're saying, because you have to first ask yourself, why do we have the Sugya Lamed Gimel to begin with? It must be that there's some kind of a difference. So once we've described that there's a difference between our sugya lamed aleph and sugya lamed gimel, it's not a problem because Rava can be on two sides because the shaila is not the same. So if the shaila is not the same, then the statement doesn't mean the same thing. So it's not a stira in Rava bichlal. The whole stira never even began. There's no need to have a teretz. It's not even a kasha. It's not a kasha because the whole stira never even began. But clearly, according to Tosus was assuming that the two sugyas are working together. It isn't a machlokas, it isn't two different cases. He's assuming that the sugyas are the same. So the sugyas are the same, so what do you need two sugyas? Obviously, Tosus is going to have to answer like the Tosus Rid. Not so strange, Tosus and the Tosus Rid. Right? He'll have to say that our sugya is just a hemshech of toim v'choz of a toim, where the individual himself talks up, but the sugya later on, he doesn't talk up. So the discussion over there is, are we going to be taninan for him? Are we going to be taninan for him? And it's almost like the machlokas, Rabba and Abaye and Daf Lamed Aleph, is sort of like a setup for the hemshich. The setup for the hemshich. What's the beer? It's unclear from the Tosus Reads. It's unclear what Rabba would be saying, what the chiddush of Rabba and Agemara would be, but he's suggesting that the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph is a machlokas, whether we're going to be taninan for him, if he's not going to explain, it's not going to be a chos of the towing later. That's the way Tosus would have to interpret. And that's why he thought that there should be a stira, because the sugyas are really the same. So if Rava takes one side in one sugya and another side in a different sugya, that seems to be a problem. Okay? So this is Tosfos, but in light of the Rashbam, perhaps we can have a different interpretation. What emerges, though, from the Rashbam is what? Rav Chista and Lamed Gimel holds that Migul Makom Eidim Amrinan, even if the Eidim are Makhish, the Taina the Baldover Mamish. Even if the Eidim are Makhish, the Taina of the Baldover Mamish. We keep on saying, like, how could Rabba say Migum Makom Eidim Amrinan? It's the Chapel, right? So we basically said, well, he didn't say it. You think he said it, he didn't really say it. He's only saying that we don't reinterpret the person's words. That's all he's saying. Right? We're not going to... I'm sorry. We are going to reinterpret his words so that it's not a hakasha. We'll interpret his words so that it's not a migum makam. But if it would be a migum makam eidim, of course Rabbi would say that we don't accept the migum makam eidim. But lefi the Rashbam, Rav Chista is the Mar Deshmaitza who Ataka says migum makam eidim amrinan, even the makam hakasha, even where the tain of the Baldavar is makhish the eidim. So we finally found the sheet that really says it. So it behooves us to try to understand what he's talking about. Like, how's that possible? That's the kash. Okay, that's the final kash in the suit. Rav Chista, the Rashbam, and Daf Lamed Gimel is clearly saying that Migum Makom Eidim is acceptable even when there's a hakosh. And how does that work? So the Ravon, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, has a very interesting pshat, a very mechudish to pshat. But you got to start with the Rishonim. You got to start with the Rishonim before you look at what the Achronim say to chip away. What does the Ravon say? I think this is the first Ravon of the year, so maybe we should look at it together. We'll look at the Ravon together. We'll be able to say, you know, when you're online in the calf, you'll be able to tell someone, hey, did you see a Ravon this year? We just saw one today. What does the Ravon say? Zeo Mashal Avosai Hu. It's not in the packet, right? There was a whole mess up over there, right? Just the page. The page of the Ravon. Page of the Ravon. This is from tabletotzer.org, right? I got Otzer HaChochma through the YU website. It's a tremendous resource, I have to tell you. Tremendous resource. I'm Maker Tov tremendously. You know? If not, I have to go to the library and find this farm, and it's just in front of the computer. It's very helpful. But yeah, but you have to be Maker, which is why I didn't cut it out at the bottom. You got to be Maker, but you got to be Maker Tov for the Makos. Okay. Zeo Mashal Avosai Hu Habayis Shata Dorbo Ma Tal Sebo Zeo Mashal Avosai Lufika Hani Dorbo. Fine. So he quotes the Gemara. So Omer Rabba Malu L'Shaker Lo Ma Deshal Avosav Hoya Im Lo Hoya Emes Yiboy L'Shaker Hava Omer Anomi Nov Zavinte Kevin De Islai Sadi De Och L'Shnei Chazok. So Rabba says, his gear says Rabba Malu L'Shaker, he could say Minov Zavinte. Says Rabba, since he has a migum malo mishaker, he could have said minas aventa. So therefore, we're going to trust him. He must not be mishaker. It must be the truth. We're going to trust him and leave it by him. Now, he doesn't ask a kasha, but he bavarns the kasha. Right? He obviates the question. He's sensitive to what you're about to ask. That's what Abai asked, right? So he says, "The havalei kilu tarvayu aisu sadi davasa, v'uki trei lahadi trei v'ara hecha dekayma tekel." Abai says, "What? It's a malashaka b'makom edim." So, Dr. Avon, how does Rabba respond to that? Even before the question, he says, "Havalei kilu tarvayu aisu sadi davasa, v'uki trei lahadi trei v'ara hecha dekayma tekel." What's he basically saying? Rabba holds migum makam eidim amrinan. Was meint das? How can you say migum against eidim? But I'll be shnei eidim yakum davar. Eidim anem. There's a cause of the eidim aneman. So give me an example. Where do we say that hakosha against eidim does create a suffix, does create a problem? What kind of hakosha against eidim might destroy the koach of the eidim?
Other
Eidim. Exactly, Trey. Trey or Trey. Exactly. You know, it's not like the Eidim, you know, once you have Eidim, that's it. We're not going to accept anything from anyone else. No, we'll listen. If there are two Eidim against two Eidim, Trey or Trey. Trey or Trey certainly creates a suffix. It might destroy the whole thing. It might explode the whole... We have to see. Eidim, Akhishim, Zuazuz, Mamash, a whole sugya, a very lumdish sugya coming up in Mitzvah Shem. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, to Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, ow, back and forth, oh. Trey or Trey, we understand, can create a suffix. And it wants to be created a suffix, so who's going to win over here? There's someone who has the upper hand. Who has the upper hand? The machzik, right? Why? Why does he have the upper hand? He does have shnei chazak. It's not like he's just sitting on the karka and, you know, wishing the karka to himself. He has Shnei Chazaka. He has Eidim of Shnei Chazaka. Dr. Avon. Okay, Migu is not Eidim, but Migu is a good Eidim. Because Migu is a, according to the Ketzos, Migu is a Sfarada Reis. Right? Migu is a Sfarada Reis. It's not just like a big Drabonanil, you know, a Drabonanil. A little Drabonan. It's not a little Drabonan. A little Drabonan. Drabonan's not little. Right, but it's not a Drabonan as opposed to Eidim, it's a Apostle. But Migu is a Sfarada Reis. You know, very often we say, Kro Lomali Svarahu. The Gemara has to give a hechereach when it brings a pasuk as a mocker for a din. It has to explain why it needs a pasuk. If it's a svar, you don't need a pasuk. We'll use the pasuk for something else. So it's not like a svar, the rice is a gornished. It's not nothing. It's not nothing. It's something. It's as good as a pasuk. And that's really what the Ravon is saying, that since Migu is a svar, the rice, it's like Eden. We follow Migu by Mammon. We follow Migu by Mammon. So why shouldn't it be the tantamount to Eidim? And then we'll say, it's like a tray. Havale kilu tavayu ay susali davasa v'uke tray v'haddi tray v'ara hecha dekaima. Take them. Leave the ara by the machzik. Who's the machzik? Right? The machzik is a machzik. Leave the ara by him. Tray v'tray is a safek. So leave it by the machzik. Maybe that's what Rabba holds. Right, migu makom edim amrinan. That means that it's not that we accept the migu against the edim. It's that it's equal. The migu is no worse than edim. It's like a tray of treasure. It's like a tray of treasure. It's a suffix. So we leave the karka by the masik, who's the muchzik. Wow, that's his svar. And he says, and that's what Rav Chista will hold too. And he puts the two sugyas together. We don't have to put the two sugyas together, even if we'll reinterpret Rabba / Rava differently. We'll say that Migu Makom Eidim Amrinan on Lamed Aleph means that we'll reinterpret his words, but on Lamed Gimel, there's a real Hakasha. Rav Chista says even on Lamed Gimel we'll say Migu Makom Eidim. So what's he saying? He could be saying what the Ravon is suggesting, that Migu is a Svar Darais, it's tantamount to Eidim, it's like a tray, tray, wants to do a tray, tray. So then maybe we should let the Machzik win, because Makom Safik, we're going to leave the Karka by the Machzik. It's a possibility. It's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush, because we know that there are differences between Eidim and Migu. Right? Not every time that Eidim work, Migu works too. Right? We've spoken a little bit about this. Right? There are limitations to the concept of Migu. We've shown him chip away at Migu. Migu is a very powerful concept, but it doesn't carry the day in all circumstances. What's the classical limitation of Migu? You don't say Migu for what?
Yes.
Migu what?
Negius.
No, we'll say if you have a Migu, that'll take a Negius away. Right? By the Eidim. I'm not talking about Eidim. Migu of a Baldur. What? When do we not say Migu? What's the classical example of we don't say Migu? Migu Lahotzi. Migu Lahotzi. Can Eidim be Motzi Mammon? Of course they can be Motzi Mammon. Eidim can do anything. I mean, not anything. Right? Eidim can be machzik mammon, they can be motzi mammon. They say who the mammon goes to. So, you know, if Reuben comes to Beis Din and says, Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon denies it, so, if Shimon denies it, then he just takes a shvua drabanan, a shvua's hesis, his kovah bakol, and that's it. But if Eidim come and say that he does owe, he's got to pay. He's motzi mammon, he's got to take his wallet out. Right? I'm not a wallet, but, you know, they go to his bank account, you know, Zelly, Venmo, whatever. I can't keep tabs on PayPal. Whatever they'll do, but Motzi Mammon. Oh, that's not called Motzi Mammon because it's all on computer, it's all fake. It's Motzi Mammon. The Eidim can be Motzi Mammon. But Migu can't be Motzi Mammon, according to many, many who've shown him. So it's fair. The Ravon was a Gadol B'Yisrael. But he's trying to explain Rabba, what's he supposed to do? His back is against the wall. But the push-up shot is to equate Migu and Eidim is very difficult. Because we find so many limitations. Migu mi mamon le mamon lo amrina, Migu la hotzi lo amrina. So many different, many more. There are many other examples where we find that you don't say Migu. Yet Eidim carry the day. Shnei Eidim yakum dava, they always carry the day. So to call it a tray is very difficult. Very difficult. One possibility. Maybe there's something else to say. But before that, yes, Zach.
Yeah, If he's equating Migata to Edom, how would the Ravan learn the Gemara on Lama Dalet when he say that Amigu is to one Eid with like make like so the Niskat or the Abba?
Naskadir Baba. Oh, we have to get to Naskadir Baba. How have I? Maybe in the next Gilgal. Junesman, that's the next Gilgal. That's the next Gilgal. Maybe we'll get to Naskadir Baba and Junesman. I wish you could all stay for Junesman. We would have a time of our lives. That sugya is such a lomdisha sugya. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just daydreaming. Just thinking of the sugyas is getting me excited. Yeah.
I thought I'm saying over here that we can't make him potter through amigu because ika e ika chad sadi, meaning like we can't. And then there's Rambam's explaining over there like, according to Rabban, then wouldn't he win with the amigu over 1/8 if it equals to 2/8?
Okay, I hear where you're trying to go, but I think we have to leave it. Okay, we'll have to talk. I'll talk to you privately about that. Okay, because
right.
it's involved in the whole sugi over there. So let's talk privately about that, Kash. Okay, we'll see. So what's another option? If we're not going to say that Migud Makom Eidim Amrina because of Trey, so like what's going on? What's going on? How can we understand Rabba? How can we understand Rav Chisda on Lama Gimel? So, the Achronim have different ways of explaining. The Achronim basically say that even if Migu is not a beer like Eidim, but it could be Rav Chisda is just saying that somehow Migu has the potential to weaken the Eidus. It weakens the Koach of the Eidim. Once it weakens the Koach of the Eidim, so then we're going to award the Karka to the Maksik. The only way that the person who says Shalavosa that the Ma'ar is going to get it is if he has Eidim that are supporting him. But if somehow we have a mechanism to weaken the Koch of Eidim, even if we don't say Migu and Eidim are equal, they're not equal. The Poshup Shot is they're not equal. And even Rabba would admit that they're not equal. That's the Poshup Shot, against the Rabba. But even if they're not equal, it's not a tray, but maybe Migu has a Koch to be Machlish. It has a Koch to weaken the Koch of Eidim. And once we weaken the Koch of Eidim, so maybe the Din will change. The Tumim, for example, the Tumim in Kol Imigu, in Oz Tazayin, he wants to suggest, Rav Chisda perhaps holds, that whenever there's a Migu against the Eidim, then we're told that maybe the Eidim made a mistake, and they weren't Medayik so much. You see, normally when Eidim testify, so why should we say that they made any kind of mistake? The Gzeres HaKosov tells us that we have to accept the Eidim, and there's no reason to believe that there's any mistake was made. But once you have a migu, once the Valdover has a migu, so maybe that has a strong enough power that, at least according to this shita, that has a strong enough power to say that there's like a reyesa in the Eidus. Right? There's a reyesa in the Eidus, that we're afraid that maybe the Eidim made a mistake. They weren't medayik so much. And once there's a reyesa in the Eidim, maybe they're not going to be neman anymore. Maybe they're not going to be an emet. Reb Chaim Telzer offers a different approach, a slightly different approach. He says, you know, since the nemanus of Eidim is not misvara, it's just a gzeras hakasif. I mean, why should we believe two Eidim? Like, what's the difference? What's better, two people over one person? And why should I say two is the same as three? It's a gzeras hakasif, that two is it. Shnei Eidim is everything. So trei kemeya, two Eidim is like 100 Eidim. 100 Eidim is no better than two Eidim. Why? Because Shnei Eidim Echol Davar. Shnei Eidim is the unit. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. It's not a Svar. So once it's a Gzeres HaKosov, right? It's not a Svar. So where you have a Svar to say that maybe the Eidim are Meshakin, maybe we won't be Mekabel the Eidus? Look, we find a precedent for this. There are times that a Bezdin will look at a situation and everything seems to line up just fine. And the Dayanim say to themselves, you know, something just smells not right. Something just doesn't smell right. They can't put their finger on it. Sounds like a very strange idea, right? That Edom are coming, and the Edom are testifying, and they can't put their finger on it, but something to the Bez that just doesn't seem right. You know, imagine you have a court case, and two Edom come. Bezin asks them, when did it happen? And they say, January 1st. January 1st? Like when? Oh, it was January 1st at 1:23 in the morning and 43 seconds. They ask this to the first aide, and he says this. They ask to the second aide, and he says, January 1st, 1:23 in the morning and 43 seconds. Very interesting. You have synchronized watches. Wow, that's very interesting. So tell me, and what did the person look like within it? Oh, he had brown hair. He actually had 353 brown hairs on top of his head. The Edom match up perfectly. Perfect. Perfect. Everything you ask them, it's perfect. He was 5'6" 3/4 and two millimeters. Everything is perfect. So what does that give you a sense? That the Edom got together and they made sure that everything's gonna be perfect. So Bezdin can throw out the case, and they can say, we don't accept these Edom. How can they do that? It's the Chazeres HaKosova, Bishnei Edom Yochum Davar. The answer is, if it's a Din Meruma, if it looks like there's some Ramos going on over here, then Bezdin has the right to say, we're not going to judge based on these two Edom, we're not going to accept them. We think that they're Shakranim. It's Chazeres HaKosova? No, but if you have a reason to believe that they're Shakranim, Bezdin has a good reason to believe that they're Shakranim, then they can throw out the whole thing. It's a Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, and that's why I'm a Dalit. Mara says, Dalit Amadeus. Lamed Amadeus. How do I know that a Dayan, he thinks it's a din meruma, it's a din of trickery, someone's cheating, someone hired these Edom, there's no way that everything can work out so perfectly over here. Shalom amitoch divrei Edom shein edusim emes, as Rashi says, the Dayan has to have his eyes open. He sees what's going on. He can't be foolish about it. He can't just, you know, Rosh Katan, just, you know, think small and just listen to the Edom and that's it. No, he listens to them, and from listening to them, he realizes this is Zelo Yefe. This is not right. So how do we know that he can't just say, well, Habishnei Edom Yakum Dovu, what am I supposed to say? The Torah, I can't do anything. The Torah says I have to accept the Edom. It's their problem, right? If an evus occurs as a result of this, if someone loses money, that's not my problem, it's their problem. Says the Torah, no, it's your problem. Talmud Lomar Midvar Sheker Tircha. The Dayan has a responsibility to be marchik himself from a sack of sheker. He can't just say, you hate Kohler Toli B'tzavar Edom. It's their problem. It's not their problem, it's his problem. This is a very important principle. That a Dayan has to have his head, his wits about him to be judging in the case and to try to be sensitive to pick up on nuances of people. They say this about the Vilna Gaon, that people would come to him in different circumstances. He was able to sense. People were nervous just to be in front of him. He was able to sense whether people were lying to him or not lying to him. Even if it wasn't a Bezdin, you know, a Mominous case, Aguna cases and other things, he was able to sense people. It's an achrayas on the Dayan to sense people. We don't just follow Edom blindly. We follow Edom if there's no other reason to reject them. But if there's a reason to reject them, then Bezdin has not only the ability to do so, they have the obligation to do so to make sure that the din is going to be a din emes. Dr. Chaim tells her, maybe that's the same thing over here. Of course we're going to follow Edom in all circumstances. But if there's a migu b'makom Edom, if there's a migu on the other side, so it makes us wonder whether the Edom are really mishakim or not. Maybe it's not the truth. So maybe in such a circumstance, Rav Chisda says we can't accept the Edom. Again, we don't pass them this way. Don't get convinced that we're going to pass them this way. The idea of a din merumah that we do pass them like, that if the Dayan really thinks there's a problem over here, he shouldn't pass them based on those Edom. But to say that migu automatically makes us feel that maybe the Edom are mishakrim, that's a chiddush. It's Rav Chisda's chiddush. That we don't pass them like. But Efshem and Kanzoga, maybe that's the chiddush. It is that the Migu can weaken the power of the Edom. Not like the Tumen, that If you have an Igud, we're told that the Edom were to'eh, that they weren't medayik. No, maybe more than that. Maybe if you have an Igud, it's like a din meruma, then we're afraid the Edom are mishakrim. Maybe it's not the truth. Either way, the Migul can weaken the power of Aden, and once it weakens the power of Aden, so then maybe the Masik should win. Maybe the Masik will win. Maybe that creates the suffix. Not like what the Ravan wanted to say, that it's like a tray. The Migul is tantamount to Aden, because as far as the Rice, it works exactly the same as Aden, and it's a tray, and we're going to leave it by the Musa, leave it by the Masik. No. Migul is not the same as Aden, but it has a koach to be machlish, and has a koach to weaken the power of the Aden. To make us feel that the Edom either made a mistake, or maybe they're Meshakrim. So once we have this Migul to weaken the power of the Edom, maybe we're not going to follow the Edom. We treat it as a Sufik, and then we're going to leave the Kaka by the Muchsuk, who's the Machsuk. Okay, so this at least gives us the possibility, the potential to explain the Chista. Again, we don't pass this way. We assume that we don't accept the Migul Makom Edom if it's a direct contradiction. It's not a direct contradiction, so that's a different issue. That could be the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph. And on Lamed Aleph also, even in that case, we paskin that we're not going to reinterpret his words. We paskin like Abayda, we're not going to reinterpret his words. But the Shaila is, let's say he reinterprets his words for us. Let's say he volunteers the information. Oh, that's not a Migul Makom Eden, that's a Chosid of Toing. That's the Hemshech of the Gemara. What do we do if the Baldover himself reinterprets his words? He says, Shalavose, it doesn't mean, I didn't mean Shalavose, velo Shalavosecha, it really meant something else. So that's the Hamshach of the Gemara, Machlokas, whether he can be Chosev HaTorin or not Chosev HaTorin, and what are the limitations of that.